Madame la vice-présidente.
Madam vice-présidente, we are aware of the major security challenges in the country, and Belgium welcomes the political will of the Chad government to improve the legislative framework for human rights. In this context, we congratulate Chad on a new constitution with the National Commission of Human Rights and the adoption of the law abolishing the death penalty for terrorist acts. However, many challenges remain, and Belgium recommends, one, to conduct a credible, complete investigation into the events of the 20th October 2022 to prosecute perpetrators and the instigators of violations of human rights and abrogate the amnesty law of the 23rd of November 2023, which prevent perpetrators of these violations to be brought to justice. Two, to guarantee the right to freedom of expression, including for journalists and human rights defenders, and the freedom of peaceful assembly in line with the ICCPR. And three, to adopt a specific law on female genital mutilation and to ensure its application and awareness raising for parents, education specialists, healthcare professionals and traditional religious authorities on as to the negative consequences of this practice and to have and the punishments that